It's kind of funny how there are issues like housing we totally expect to be a hot button issue, given the seriousness of the affordability issues that we're seeing in our community. But then there are issues that sort of come out of nowhere and once upon a time would be framed as a good thing, as a way that governments would spend money in the view of some perhaps frivolously to curry public favor, like, I don't know, a new $1 billion museum for Victoria's Inner Harbor that seemed to be more popular upon cancellation than it was upon being announced. And I'm wondering if that might be the beginning of a new trend, because according to a recent survey, most British Columbians think the provincial government made the right call when they refused to back a proposed bid to host the Winter Olympics again. That's according to a new poll conducted by Research Co. Mario Canseco, president of Research Co., coming on the show to talk about this. Mario, morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Adam. Great. Great to be here with you.
Once upon a time, we used to think of massive government expenditures like this as a cynical attempt to curry favor with the public. We all remember the 2010 Vancouver Olympic Games and how there were any number of things said about the prior government, now it was throwing itself a party, et cetera, et cetera. We see a very different political climate now with respect to the Olympics, because we had the government thinking about backing a bid. The bid is not going forward. And I'm not hearing a whole lot of public objection one way or the other. What are you seeing in the numbers?
Well, it's curious because when we marked the 10-year anniversary of the 2010 Games, there was a lot of support for exploring a bid in 2030. 60% of British Columbians said this is a good idea. We already have the venues. But by October of 2021, after we saw the experience of Tokyo and how they didn't really break even after their games, people started to question whether this was the right course of action. It climbed a little bit higher back in June of this year because of the involvement of the four host First Nations. And now we have a significant majority of British Columbians, 57%, who think that the government made the right decision. So you're right. It's not as easy to sell this type of endeavor as it was in the early years of this century.
Now, one of the things that we saw in the elements of this most recent bid that you would think would be favorable is that it was described as an Indigenous-led bid for the Olympic Games. What impact did that have, if any?
Well, we did see a little bit of movement, particularly in the final survey we conducted back in June of 2022. There were particularly younger British Columbians who looked at this as an opportunity for reconciliation. And when we tried to look into the findings of the latest survey by the ethnicity of respondents, it's clear that those of First Nations and Indigenous descent are dissatisfied with the fact that this isn't going through. We see a lot of support for the government's decision with European British Columbians, those of East Asian and South Asian descent. But if you are Indigenous or First Nation, you think that an opportunity was missed and it may not be coming back.
When we take a look at shifting public attitudes, do we have a sense of when this shift in public expectation and sentiment took place, or a trend line that we can track?
I think there's a couple of issues that really changed the mindset of BC residents. The first one was what happened in Tokyo, because we saw a situation where public opinion within the city and the country turned against the Summer Games. Nobody wanted to do this. They had to wait a full year, and they couldn't have anybody at the stadium. So you couldn't really get back some of the revenue that was invested in the Games. And I think the fact that the IOC was perceived as very arrogant in saying, we're going to carry on with this, it doesn't matter if the stadiums are empty, certainly made British Columbians a little bit uneasy about what was going on. And the other issue that is quite complex is, what are we going to do once we have all the information that we don't have from the previous games? There are certain files that are not going to be publicly available until October of 2025. So we would be saying yes to maybe bidding for the games and maybe hosting the games in 2030 without having a full knowledge of the cost and all of the decision-making that happened in 2010. So part of the problem, in a way, is the secrecy that Vanok had from the start, which is still hurting us because we won't have access to those files until 2025.
I'm also interested to see that just over 2 in 5 British Columbians, 41%, that's down 6 points, hold positive views on the International Olympic Committee itself. That downward trend, what do you make of that?
Well, there's a lot of complexity to this, and it's really all something that is happening because of the behavior of the IOC. I think we have the example of Tokyo. We have the situation that we have last year with the Beijing Games, when we had a majority of Canadians consistently telling us that they weren't going to pay attention to the games in Beijing because they weren't happy with the fact that they were being held there. It's going to be difficult for the IOC to try to rebuild this type of relationship. And now we're moving into a situation that is different from the past as far as having all of the cities doing this parade and giving money left and right to try to get this. Now the IOC is moving more towards, let's go to places where the stadiums are already built and where things might be a little bit easier. But it didn't seem to help people here believe that it was the right course of action. You know, most of the venues are here, that is true. But there's a lot of complexity, particularly with the Athletes Village and what type of legacy a Games in 2030 is going to leave for BC residents. So I think this is one of the reasons for people to go. We think that the government made the right decision.
Thanks, but no thanks. A recent representative provincial sample of 57% of British Columbians, according to Research Co., agree with the provincial government's decision not to support a bid for the 2030 Winter Olympic Games that was being explored by four host nations, the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Lilwat peoples, and the municipal governments of Vancouver and Whistler. Mario Canseco, thanks for your time as always. Where can people go for information on this and other surveys?
They can go to researchco.ca. We also asked about the FIFA 2026 World Cup and a possible summer bid in 2036. So the numbers are there.
All right. Thanks for your time, Mario. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Adam. Anytime.
Bye now.